Listening, Part 2. You will hear an interview with a student called Sarah Mercer, who is planning to become a weather forecaster. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for Part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
In our series on careers, I'm talking to college student Sarah Mercer, who wants to become a weather forecaster. Sarah, when did you become interested in weather?
Well, I could actually read a weather map when I was 10. I remember we had really cold winters in my hometown that made travelling difficult. So because of that, I'd switched on the TV forecast to see when we'd have good weather. My science teacher was surprised how much I knew during our lessons on weather at school.
And did your family encourage you?
My grandfather recorded the weather every day, but I was too young to remember that. It probably influenced my father, though. He became a science teacher. But my mum bought me special notebooks to record the weather, just like my grandfather had done, and those helped me a lot.
And you started a weather club at your school. What happened there?
Well, my teacher asked me to help other pupils learn about the weather, so I started the club. The school already had a mini weather station, so we used what we found out from that to put in the daily weather diary. That's now kept in the school library. And I found the information very useful for school projects I worked on.
And your family's hobby is sailing, isn't it? Have you had any bad experiences with weather on your trips?
Well, one day we went sailing when the forecast that morning was for good weather, but we didn't listen to it again later. Which you should always do, because it changed and we got caught in a storm. At least we were wearing our wet weather clothes. But now I always watch the clouds to see if bad weather's on the way.
So what kind of job will you have in the future?
My friends think I'm doing this to get a job as a TV weather presenter, but I'd be too nervous for that. But I'm attracted by the idea of going to different countries to work. And there are good jobs working with international sailing teams, but I'm not sure if that's for me.
So finally, Sarah, what's your favourite weather?
Well, everyone likes it when it's sunny. And I do too. But when it's pouring down outside, you get great grey clouds that are really beautiful. So I usually rush out in the wet. Fog is interesting too, the way it suddenly appears. But it's a bit dangerous, so I can't say I really like it.
Well, thanks, Sarah, and good luck.
Now listen again.
In our series on careers, I'm talking to college student Sarah Mercer, who wants to become a weather forecaster. Sarah, when did you become interested in weather?
Well, I could actually read a weather map when I was 10. I remember we had really cold winters in my hometown that made travelling difficult. So because of that, I'd switched on the TV forecast to see when we'd have good weather. My science teacher was surprised how much I knew during our lessons on weather at school.
And did your family encourage you?
My grandfather recorded the weather every day, but I was too young to remember that. It probably influenced my father, though. he became a science teacher. But my mum bought me special notebooks to record the weather, just like my grandfather had done, and those helped me a lot.
And you started a weather club at your school. What happened there?
Well, my teacher asked me to help other pupils learn about the weather, so I started the club. The school already had a mini weather station, so we used what we found out from that to put in the daily weather diary. That's now kept in the school library. And I found the information very useful for school projects I worked on.
And your family's hobby is sailing, isn't it? Have you had any bad experiences with weather on your trips?
Well, one day we went sailing when the forecast that morning was for good weather, but we didn't listen to it again later, which you should always do, because it changed and we got caught in a storm. At least we were wearing our wet weather clothes. But now I always watch the clouds to see if bad weather's on the way.
So what kind of job will you have in the future?
My friends think I'm doing this to get a job as a TV weather presenter, but I'd be too nervous for that. But I'm attracted by the idea of going to different countries to work, and there are good jobs working with international sailing teams, but I'm not sure if that's for me.
So finally, Sarah, what's your favourite weather?
Well, everyone likes it when it's sunny, and I do too. But when it's pouring down outside, you get great grey clouds that are really beautiful. So I usually rush out in the wet. Fog is interesting too, the way it suddenly appears. But it's a bit dangerous, so I can't say I really like it.
Well, thanks, Sarah, and good luck.
That is the end of part 2.